Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today I have a special guest in the studio with me, Rich Bader, the president of Easy Street Online Services. Welcome to the program, Rich.
It's great to be here, Allison. Thanks.
Rich, why don't we start with talking about what is Easy Street and why is that relevant to a technology show?
We are a managed hosting and co-location provider that serves customers primarily in the northwest of the United States. We've been around for 15, 16 years now, started as an ISP and migrated as we followed our customers' interest in IT services over time. And we've built out a significant data center, and that's where the hosting services are provided.
I heard about something that you did around an announcement about how you're expanding your data center, and we decided to have you on the program to talk about that and how you came to the determination that this was the right future for Easy Street.
There was actually two projects that we talked about at the event last week. One is about the new data center, and I'd be happy to talk about our expanding capabilities there. The newsworthy event that really got folks to show up was the fact that we were presented with a check from the Energy Trust Organization, an NGO in Oregon, for $65,000. And it was an incentive check to help repay some of the costs that we took on to save energy in our existing facility.
That's incredible. I just got $60 back from Energy Trust for buying an energy efficient refrigerator, and you got $65,000.
We might have spent a little more. We spent $130,000 for our project. What'd you spend for your refrigerator?
Oh, you know, probably $4.99. So yeah. I think you've got me there.
Energy Trust, I think, is one of the great energy efficiency concepts in Oregon. Energy Trust is funded by a subsidy on everybody, every consumer, and every business's electricity bill in Oregon for PGE and PacifiCorp Power. And they take that money and then apply it to help encourage businesses and individuals like yourself to do the smart thing when it comes to energy.
So is the head honcho of Easy Street, did you just do this because it was the right thing to do, or is there a bottom line benefit to you?
Well, I wish I could say it was all green inspired. It wasn't. We ran out of cooling capacity in our existing facility and had to do something. The conventional approach would be, throw in another crack unit and we'll call it good. But it was the new awareness that we had about better sustainable practices that encouraged us to take a look. Energy Trust actually funded an engineering study in our existing facility. Mm-hmm. They did fluid dynamic modeling. We did some infrared imaging. We got some really cool pictures. And what we found was the mixed air environment that we had was kind of a mess. Mess isn't the way my engineers would describe it. It was less than optimally efficient, we should say that. So we got to find that there was a better way, and that by separating the hot air and cold air, that really did significantly lower the energy consumption. It gave us the capacity that we needed, and we got to do good and do well at the same time by being able to actually turn off two of the six crack units that had been running.
So instead of adding a crack unit, you turned off two.
Exactly right.
So obviously the energy efficiency practices that you've put in place have helped Easy Street, but how does this help your customers?
The kinds of things that we're doing in our data center is good for everybody's data center. But most importantly, it means that it also benefits our customers by being more energy efficient. Energy costs are certainly forecasted to go up. And we believe that by using less energy, we're going to be able to contain our prices more than other organizations that might not be as energy efficient. Plus, anybody, any corporation that has sustainability as part of their corporate objectives now will be able to claim the green IT component of the services that they might be getting from an organization like Easy Street as a part of what they do.
So obviously, you're looking at new investment, which costs money. We're not in the best economic environment. How are you funding this?
With regards to our new data center, not only are we eligible for the same kind of incentives from the Energy Trust Organization, but also through the Oregon Department of Energy, there are what are called BETCs, B-E-T-C, Business Energy Tax Credits, also for eligible projects that demonstrate improvements in energy efficiency, typically in factories. And the third thing is that we're funded by a loan from the Oregon Department of Energy under their Small Energy Loan Program. I think Oregon's pretty progressive with regards to that. I know of some states that have each have some elements of those, but to bring them all together, I think, is really going to help power the sustainable practices here in the state.
That's fantastic. Well, I can't wait to hear about the new facility. We'll have you back on the program to tell us about that when that opens.
Well, thanks very much. And we're very open about this. If you go to the easystreet.com website, you'll find a whole bunch of material. There's white papers and all kinds of stuff that we're providing. We believe that anybody that operates a data center ought to be looking at what they can do to make their facilities more efficient so that both the geeks and the suits end up with something they're happy with.
Very nice. Well, thanks for being on the program, Rich.
You bet. Thanks a lot for having me, Allison. Great to be here.
You've been listening to Chip Chat. Follow us online at intel.com, on Facebook at facebook.com/IntelChipChat, or on Twitter at IntelChipChat.